Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of January 2020. Supreme Court has held that employed sons and married daughters can apply for compensation for the death of their parent, and would qualify as legal representative under Section 166 of the Motor Vehicles Act, 1988. Supreme Court has issued notice to the Centre on a writ petition which challenged the constitutional validity of the National Investigation Agency Amendment Act, 2019. Supreme Court has directed the Indian Bank to pay 25 lakhs rupees as compensation to the Yanandanglo Vedic Public School in West Bengal for negligence leading to heavy losses to the school. Supreme Court has set aside the judgment of Madras High Court and allowed a wholesaler in Indian-made foreign liquor to shift his business 650 kilometers from Mehi to Karaikal. Central Government of India has declared United Arab Emirates, UAE, as a reciprocating territory under Section 44A of the Code of Civil Procedure, 1908, making the civil judgments of UAE enforceable in India. Calcutta High Court has stated that an application to set aside an arbitral award under the Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996 cannot be kept in abeyance because of the provisions of Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016 is invoked by operational creditors against debtors. Telangana High Court has given the police 4 days to provide proof that the arrested Osmania professor, Chinta Kindi Kasim, had Maoist links. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has directed DLF Limited to register the transfer of 60,000 shares to the legal heirs of one of its deceased shareholders and has imposed a cost of 5 lakhs rupees for harassing the poor investors. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Maharashtra has held that building completion and finishing services are to be regarded as a single service and not the separate services, and 18% goods and services tax would be applicable. Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, has issued the notice stating that non-compliance and misclassification of imported goods under others category may shift such items from free to restricted category. Supreme Court has ruled that casual workers are entitled to social security benefits under the Employees Provident Funds and Miscellaneous Provisions Act, 1952. The court has also observed that an employer cannot differentiate between contractual and permanent employees. Supreme Court has stipulated the terms of reference of the inquiry commission that was constituted to investigate into the extrajudicial killings of 4 men accused of gang rape and murder of a veterinarian in an alleged encounter with Hyderabad police on the 6th of December. Supreme Court has dismissed an appeal by Delhi sales tax authorities and upheld the final judgment and order passed by the Delhi High Court that sales tax cannot be imposed based on work contract of supply of goods from Mumbai to Delhi. Supreme Court has observed that when the offence complaint are both under Indian Penal Code, 1860 and Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes, Prevention of Atrocities, Act, 1989. The investigation which is being made by a competent police officer in accordance with the provisions of the code cannot be quashed for non-investigation of the offence under Section 3 of the Act by a competent police officer. Supreme Court has issued notices to the National High Speed Rail Corporation Limited and the Gujarat and central governments on farmers' petitions against land acquisition for Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project. Supreme Court has declined to stay the annulment of Mohammad Abdul Nazam Khan's election in Uttar Pradesh Assembly in 2017 from Suar constituency. Supreme Court has asked the Union Government to give in detail the steps taken to implement the National Electric Mobility Mission Plan 2020, a policy decision to give incentives for adoption of electric vehicles and disincentives for fossil fuel-based vehicles. Delhi High Court has refused to suspend the sentence of expelled Bharatiya Janata Party member of Legislative Assembly, Kuldeep Singh Sengara, who is serving a life term for raping a minor girl. Delhi High Court has directed the Election Commission of India to decide representations made to it for inspection of record of the printed paper slips generated from the voter verifiable paper audit trail electronic devices during the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Delhi High Court has denied Mahanagar Telephone Nigam Limited's plea challenging an order issued against it, wherein the relaxation granted to it under the Employees Provident Funds and Miscellaneous Provisions Act, 1952, was withdrawn. Delhi High Court has set aside Aam Aadmi Party leader Jitender Singh Tomar's election to the Trinagar constituency for stating false educational qualifications in his election declaration. Delhi High Court has held that the restriction on political advertisements during the Model Code of Conduct does not violate either the freedom of speech or the freedom of carrying out trade. Delhi High Court has dismissed a German manufacturer's claim for damages against Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited, India. The court observed that the scope of interference for international commercial arbitration in India, after the amendment of Section 34 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996, has been narrowed down and even patent illegality is no longer a ground available to challenge international commercial award passed in India. Bombay High Court has said that in certain cases the cross-examination cannot be limited to the contents of the examination-in-chief and may go beyond examination-in-chief as the purpose of the cross. Examination is to test the veracity or impeach the credit of the witnesses. Bombay High Court has held that where a Karta has not been appointed, any member of the Hindu undivided family may represent the family in the capacity of a co-owner, in a suit for eviction of tenants from the demised premises. Supreme Court has issued notices to the central government on a petition challenging the constitutional validity of the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019 and the National Population Register. Kerala High Court has clarified the issue of composite supplies under the Central Goods and Services Tax, 2017, explaining that where the supply is composite, then the Goods and Services Tax rate on principal supply applies to the entire supplies. Otherwise, different rates are applicable as they would apply to each transaction. Madhya Pradesh High Court has issued notice on a plea filed against the infamous practice of witch hunting, prevalent in the state. Delhi High Court has held that there is no bar on the appointment of an advocate as a receiver under subsection 1A of section 14 of the Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Securities Interest Act, 2002. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal has ruled that the service tax refund can be claimed on the basis of monthly consolidated service tax certificate, STTG. For transportation of goods issued by the Indian Railways. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, Mumbai has held that the refund of unutilized credit cannot be denied if the assessee voluntarily debits or credit amount in form GSTR-3B. Reserve Bank of India has allowed the financial institutions to conduct businesses in Indian national rupees and international financial services centers. The bank has issued notification on the 7th of January, 2020, adding a new proviso to Foreign Exchange Management, International Financial Services Center, Regulations, 2015 to incorporate this change. Enforcement Directorate has attached the assets worth 204 crores rupees of former Bhushan Power and Steel Limited Chairman and Managing Director Sanjay Singh under the Anti-Money Laundering Law. Authority of Advance Ruling, Karnataka has ruled that the government timber depots are not government department, thereby reverse charge mechanism will not be applicable and the government timber depot would have to collect the goods and services tax and issue the invoice. District Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, Kolkata has directed beauty clinic Vandana Lodra Curls and Curves to compensate a client who sustained second-degree burn injuries while undergoing a fat reduction treatment offered by them. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has put in place a framework for the rights of issue of units by listed real estate investment trusts and infrastructure investment trusts. The board called for disclosure of objects of the issue and financial details in the offer document by such investment instruments. Central Administrative Tribunal, Chandigarh has quashed the appointment of Dinkar Gupta as the Director General of Police, Punjab.